Parshas Shlach Tashin Ayin Beis HaTashmayim. We mentioned last week that Simcha is the basis of being not only a Baruch Hashem, but it's the side of being a human being. We mentioned the Rashi learned that Simcha is Meir Pnei Adam, and Simcha, the Goyim learns, is helps Merapa Adam. As the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun, Mevorcha Shel Adam, the brachas of an Adam, Nikar im hutam chacham im loy. Is the Torah written tam chacham or not? The Gemara says Ketad. What's into the tam chacham and not a tam chacham? Rabbi Yomer Ubetuvoy. How is that tam chacham? If he says in Benji there are nusaf, that's what he'd say. Ubetuvoy chayinu, he's a tam chacham. If he says mituvoy chayinu, he's a boor. So Rashi doesn't mean a boor. It means he doesn't recognize his own the toiv around all over. Just there's a little bit toiva. So the difference between Tam Chacham and a boy is that Tam Chacham recognizes that he's all over has been kabel toiva from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Also, the Gemara says that Tam Chacham says Shechama Mishaloi, and a boy says the Gemara says the Vark Shechama Mishaloi is Tam Chacham. The Mishachama Mishaloi is that boy. Also, he's being reminded that Tavar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Mishacham Shalom means to say that Mevarach Shacham Shalom means that you're marking that everybody is eating from Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishacham Shalom means like not everybody is receiving the mind in the Tava. So we see that the Tama Chacham is who recognizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu is completely mated. And then this Yisrael we see from this parasha also, the Yisrael is Simcha. And then the parasha in Yudah Aleph, the Tisa Kola Edom, Yitzchus Kolam, Yitzchus Ambalai Elohu. They start to cry. They were crying. Christ always is afraid. Says the Eretz Chalos Yisrael, it's Mamash a terrible place. We're not going to be Matzliach. So what is the Goyim in the field to cry? So it's because they're in Nishba Rucham. They fell apart. They realized they can't go up to Eretz Yisrael. They start to cry. And the Archaim is Madber. Habechi Yoyah Achasaron Hamuchlet Vesliyus HaSaga. When a person can't be mastic what he wants to get, he realizes it's over what he wanted to get. It causes Bechiyah. Bechiyah shows that it's over. And sometimes a person cries by losing someone that's close to him. Now it's finished. You can't get him back. So it gives up. It causes a Bechiyah. And I saw the Risa Achsamech brings down that Yirmiyahu said, I'm sorry to cry. Because it's rochuk for me, nachem meshev. That is why I'm crying. Once I see that it's far from me, I can't be matzliach. So you give up imiyayish and you cause bechia. So the Baal Tur in Pasuk Yidal Gimel says, Pasuk Lama Hashem, maybe you said a letter to Gaius Limpo b'cherev. That's said in the Pasuk. So he says the Baal Tur says four times in Tanakh we find the lashon of Limpo b'cherev. This one. The chisar limpo, asher chaloisu limpo, and gam bavo limpo chaloi cherem. So the Baal Shem explains that through this matter of nefil, when they saw things that are going to be nafal b'cherem to the Canaanim, that caused the chisar limpo l'dairis. Like in bavo, they came limpo chaloi cherem, and caused by Haman that Haman stopped the binyan based in English because of this bechia. So this matter of yish of lack of rotten, lack of cheshik, able to do. Caused all the goals that we have until today, and if you're not market toys to see what Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you and what he wants to do, they were not market the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give them, and they cause years, and mainly they cause lack of simcha, and simcha is the sign of rotzen, as the Goyim says in Tesvav Yud Gimel, Leiv Sameach Yitav Panim Va'atav Leiv Ruch Necha. So the Goyim says Mishalev Sameach B'Maloi. Yatif Ponim Shalom. He'll be Mesamech. He see on his face that he's Tafin the Mensch. But Mishaliba Atav, Haruch Shaloi Necha, Perish, Shavua, Vakataruchai, Vakhaldavar, Vaina, Oisa Klau. Person has lack of simcha, has no rotten, you can't do. That's why Atavis and Atlas are very makusha to each other, because the person that lacks rotten, he's an Atal. The person that has Atlas, then he brings depression. As people, Rigdi said, people call him up and say they're depressed. He says, you work, you do something, you have anything? He says, no. And I can't help you because you're not a normal person. I was once with someone that went to Rigdi Miller and Rigdi Miller asked him what he do. So he wasn't learning and didn't have a job. So he said, only I'm a sugar, I'll marry you. Because you have nothing, nothing to you. You're not learning, you're not working. So go be a plumber. Do something. So because if you feel accomplishment, then that brings simcha. That's why you see different field gap in the morning, hard time doing school here, all children, everyone's getting up during minyan, everyone's getting up. It takes time. They try to wake a child up. I remember when he's younger. My father used to wake me up over and over and over again. And then you know you're going on a trip to Orlando, or to a great adventure, to those who live in New York. So then you wake up earlier than your parents, already all dressed and everything, eaten and davened and finished. Because the rotten gives you kayak to accomplish. And the Sabbath Mekelem, the Sefer, brings down for Sabbath Mekelem, Ki Heder, Sabbath Mekelem, Beis Kofayim Beis, Ki Heder as Simcha, Hu Heder as Tshuka, Kehem Echad. Simcha and Tshuka is one thing. Without, we can't split them. If you have no Simcha, you have no Tshuka. And if you can't accomplish. And, you know, Allah Elayna, Bacham Abbas, the Derech, so they always, to help them recover, then they have a weight room or a gym for them to work out. Because by working out, they feel chashiv, they feel like they're very strong, and they feel accomplished. And once you have simcha, then they're able to recover them. Because when they feel like they're worthless, that they do cold over ra, and then they're mamash nothing, so then they have no simcha. When they have sipu, they feel accomplished already, then it's able to be mamash invited. And the Chaim Vital said, Atvis, Gademis, Menirus, Havayid, Vakir, Mitzvahs. Advaita in the Sabbath Mekelem, Hatshuka Tachiv Kechoiso. When a person has a Cheshik, he has able to do more. With Turayim Daitoi, he says, Alma, Lamaila Roish, Tasir Atla, Vistragish, Rikshus, Hanefish, Loris, Kigibor. Oyrich, Hachokhma, Lamaila. The Imam has accomplished a lot. Okayin, Pizda, Hatshuka, Ma'oid, Alaheder, Simcha. Ki Aheder, Simcha, Hu Aheder, Hatshuka. Ki Hei Mechad. Machomash Yosef, Tshuka, Yosef, Hatzlacha. So you see that tremendous. Simcha is a tremendous force, a tremendous tzorich for Avodas Hashem. And without that, your mom is you're not a human being, because that's the tzorich of anything to accomplish. No great person in any aspect, was it Torah or Havdol, Gash, Divrechol, or Matzliach, unless only because they had the tshuka and the rutzon and the simcha to accomplish. And the problem is that with simcha by us, sometimes we're not mocker the godless of simcha, is because we all see exactly what we think is our wrong to do. Like, we have different ideas what is simcha. Some people think simcha is dancing top of a van, and by bus, by light, and stuttering a name of a person, and Nela, we think that's the simcha strength. Or there's Radifis Tanugim. We think that we see the whole world running after Tanugim and Tivis, and Melo, we think that that's Treif, and therefore we're not ready for Simcha, because we get a little foggy in what Simcha is. Avada, the Radifis Tanugim said, Mato Weinberg said that Avis Oilam Hazeh is the spirit of Oilam Haba, but Oilam Hazeh is not a spirit of Oilam Haba, and you have to use it. Mashengel Radifis Acher Oilam Hazeh causes. There's the head of Chakira, I think it tells the head of Chakira. It says, Yeshle Mona wrote them a sign. The key was, this is you want another Mona, or you want 200, a double. So they said, the Chazal said in the Chazal, that, Ain't other mace or Chati Taivasa Biyodri. So the person never dies, it has. If Chati wrote them Mona, Yeshle Mona wrote them a sign, it means if he just means 100 more, so that means that he died Chati Taivasa Biyodri. Alamai, it means that as much as you have, you always, it means another 200. And the more money a person has, the more he's right up, the more he lack of Sufridenkeit running after Gashmi, the more he'll want. If a person has a million, he wants 2 million. If a person only has 500,000, he wants only another 100,000, another million. It's much less than and in the mainland he doesn't feel as bad. And we see that even in there's always an issue of people saying they have to have fun. I mentioned last week, there's a story of a person that he was a teenager, a guy, somebody is now much older. He went on a bow on Niagara Falls and he fell down and he made it and he survived and he was on the headlines. His mom was very geschmack and he was very famous. So a fayid decided that he wants to get a kesher with him. You know, this is a very chashuv person. He wants to get a kesher with him. So he tried. He became his fan, and he went with him. And ultimately, he was like his shliach. But did countless different things. And one day, this daredevil says, you know, I would like to do something better because you know I already study of some called months. They all forgot about me already. So when I do it again, something else even more daring. And he decided he's going to do a pendulum on the San Francisco Bridge. That he's going to drop like a 200 drop. Foot drop, and you have to take a lot of planning because if it's the wind, and you have to cancel how you have to swing down because if you drop straight, you'll break your arms and everything. And he planned it, everything, and this Friday was with him and helping him out. And he came early the night before, they checked the weather, and they tied the rope. And then they come early in the morning, and then they hired a helicopter to come to video it. And he jumps on this, and he swings around back and forth, and he was the video was there the whole time. And then the police came and arrested him. He was in jail for a couple of days. He made the headlines. And this Friday is thinking, sugar, this is life. This is life. That's fun. That's everything. He said that it's emptiness. And he decided that's it. And he went to Israel and he went with roaming different places and he found the one about Tshuva Yeshiva and he came about Tshuva. Because the Simcha is not running after. The Simcha is the premise of taking things that you have and appreciating it and being mach of it and being brain on what you have. And there's another nakuda of Simcha. Rashi says Lamed Aleph in Rosh Hashanah the following. Lam Aryan Biyam Khavishi Haninu Lalakim Uzainu. Why did we say this morning in Shir Shalyam? Why do we say this Shir Shalyam? Haninu Lalakim Uzainu. So the Gemara says, Ashem Shabara Oifis Vadogim Lashabach Shemay. That's why. That is the reason. Zot Rashi. Because the Adam Roya Oifis Mashunim Zemi Zed Noshin Shvach Lamisha Barim. So first of all, people have to realize that the Brit is. Besides that, even if you realize the Brit is tied, who gives shvach? I met a Ben Aliyah who told me, you know, every morning he goes to shul, he hears the choir. He hears the choir every morning. Hanilah Lakim Uzeno, he hears the choir of all the birds around him. Some people wake up, it's too noisy outside. But when you wake up early enough, you don't hear the birds chirping. And here we see that the reason why we say Hanilah Lakim Uzeno, sing to Hashem, is to recognize, the Gemara says, Dogam Vali, first, more common birds. But that is what we have to realize in the whole Bria. And Nachan Akuda is, we learn from the Ragam, the Inga Tzaras Ayim, which is also a great why lack of Simcha. The Ragam says in the Pasuk, Eretz Achel Tishveh, and Mela was going to cry, so to cry, and there's the Midah of Midah Tzaras Ayim that caused them to see the Ra. Because the Mepharshim explained that if they really, the Eretz Achel Tishveh, they're constantly dying, people are constantly dying, so why do they make a big Leviah? They made a big test Leviah. If something Leilano happens constantly on a constant basis, they don't make a big Leviah. It was a Raya that just happened just now. But the Torah sign made them see the Ra. And the Zman Matar is Masber, even more than that. That Kalev said the Pasuk, Eretz Hi Toiva Ma'oid Ma'oid. What is Eretz Hi Toiva Ma'oid Ma'oid? Because Kalev said the following. If it's Eretz Echel Shvel, so we're traveling, we're not used to the weather. So it should affect us worse. We live for 40 days, we didn't have a normal place to sleep, and we didn't have a normal place to eat, and we were under pressure of being caught, and all stressed, and sometimes we didn't sleep. And after 4 days being there, we did not get sick b'klal. So it's not Eretz Achaz, it's a forget. It's Eretz Hitoivim Ma'od Ma'od, it's better than other land, because normally traveling for 40 days without normal food and rest and everything, you get sick, and here when you get sick, it's the biggest ride that Eretz Yisrael is better than other land. And so here the same Maisa, they saw Eretz Achaz Yisrael, and they saw from the same Maisa how great the land is. And it's really telling you how you look at something, and that is the Midah of the Taina of them, the Gondis, the Midah Ra that the Meraglim had. And the Maisa that someone went to Rav Chatzkel, and he was a Ram in Yeshiva, and he had a Shalom, he's an Ish Emes, works in Emes, and he has a problem. Sometimes he has to go to Chastinus and he has to for Talmidim, and sometimes he has to speak for the Rabbim about the Chastin, and he doesn't know what to say about them. So he wanted to know if he has a heter to say Sheker about the Chastin. So Chastin got up and said, you have Sheker to Emes? Anybody who can't find something good in somebody else has no Sheker to Emes. Because that's the Midah Ra, the person only sees the Ra. and there's a maisa that Chavis of Avos bring down from a chassid that he's walking in the street. He saw a nevela, and the Talmidim said, "Ah, kama sriach nevela zu." And the chassid said, "Ah, look at his white teeth." Nevada, the chassid saw it and realized it. But then the kud is that the person who has saras ayin only sees the ra, and a person who sees ayin tovah, he sees in a different oifen b'chlal. The maisa Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman asked one, Tom went to Shlomo Zalman and said he has to be busy now to take care of a house, he has to buy a house. So Shlomo Zalman said, "I want to come with you to see your house." So what's up, you want to see the house? So he says, "Toiv ayin hu yivarech. I know, if I look at it, I'm seeing the good and everything, I'm going to spell a vek bracha on every single part of the house." So if he went and I looked at every single room, he asked him, and they said, because toiv ayin hu yivarech. A person has toiv ayin, he sees everything in a different way. How to work on such a thing, how to work on simcha is just like when a person has saras ayin, he focuses in the ra of somebody, a person can be cool toiv, a person can get an extra, a bonus. But not, oh, last year was a double, and this year is a cheapskate. Right? So you don't see the toiv of b'chal, you just look at the ra. So the way to work on the toiv is by focusing on process of toiv. I know the martial person say in Moedim, when he comes to say Moedim, let's say I thank Hashem for everything. A person thanks Hashem for everything, so it's too claudius and he's not mocking the goodness of every single prop. When he has a prop, I know a lady that had a Kabbalah for a year, that right before Bakas Neres Shabbos, she would write down three or four things that she was mocking for the soul good in the week, that would be able to focus. And by focusing, that causes the person a cause of toiv, and it's a clear the media of Tzaras Ayin that we see from this parsha.